Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. My name is Shelly and I am your host. If you are a first-time listener, thank you. And if you don't mind, perhaps subscribing, leaving me a review or stars or whatever you feel like doing. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much. You know I appreciate your support. We are changing things up. Over at Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned, we are narrowing our focus. So I'm going to drop a few links down into the show notes below, the places you can find me. My mission is to help women over 50 design their life through network marketing, affiliate marketing, online businesses, because I know a lot of you have told me, I want more freedom, I want more time, I want more money, I'm afraid that I'm going to be redundant in my career, I need to do something. And we are poised at this age, ladies, to take over the world. And if you are not doing that, and you are in a position to do that, I don't know what to tell you, because it would behoove you. I like that word. I used to date a guy that said behoove all the time, but I digress. So anyway, okay, my episode today is with Janine Finney and Sharon Seaton. Janine Finney has been on my show many times. She is Flip Flop CEO, and I also have Sharon Seaton on of Better Health Now, Smart Choices, both successful network marketing women over the age of 50. Before I get started on the episode, I just want to say that the sound and stuff is really awful. We had some tech issues. Janine actually, I think Sharon did too. Both of them at one point disappeared. And then the sound, you know, internet, it's the internet, it's technology, it's good until it's not. So I hope you'll bear with us through some of the issues. It's a really good episode where we talk about our objections or lack of when we first started network marketing. Okay, friends. Okay, on to my episode with Sharon and Janine.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast, Shelly Dryman.
I am super excited to have Janine and Sharon with me tonight. We're going to start a series here in the group on network marketing, women in network marketing in particular. And I know that I've got two gals on here tonight that are super, super passionate about it. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight was someone had posted in the group, I don't remember the question, but it was, how did you choose your MLM is what it was. How'd you choose your MLM? And then that really started some conversations about some of the objections to network marketing. So, you know, part of our goal is to educate women and help, you know, just really knock those objections down, because I think a lot of them are just misconceptions. You know, like Janine's going to tell her story. She had an experience like, what, 30 years ago, or they've Googled something, or they've got this pushy friend, and it just, you know, leaves a bad taste in their mouth. So, you know, part of what we want to do is really drill down to those objections and let you know that, you know, you can get past those. And some of that stuff isn't even true. So, but first, let's get started. We're going to introduce ourselves. I am Shelly, and I'm the creator of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned, the Facebook group, and there's also a podcast by the same name. And I am a proud network marketer. So, Janine, you want to go next? Introduce yourself.
And I am, I'm Janine Finney, and I am a proud network marketer also. And I am the self-proclaimed cheerleader for network marketing. I think because I was the biggest skeptic on the planet previously, I totally get all of the skepticism, and it's made me even more passionate to really help people understand what this profession is and what it is not.
How about you, Sharon? Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Sharon Seaton. I'm a nurse, been a nurse for a long time. And I got into network marketing maybe through a back door, because I've been using the products that my stepdaughter has been selling since 2006.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. And so we already, you know, were passionate about the products. They were big in our home. And then just in October, I'm kind of a baby in the group when it comes to actually diving in as using it as a business. But I dove in October because I saw that it will do for me what I want it to do at this stage of my life. I'm 56. My husband's already retired. And I just saw that this was going to be a great way for me to grow a business on the side and be able to retire from my nurse job and do something that I love to do.
Well, and I've told you too before, and I've told other people, is that I've never really had any objections to network marketing or MLMs, direct sales, MLM being multi-level marketing. I just had never had a bad experience. Now, I had a bad experience with the people. I remember some woman trying to sell me makeup and telling me, using the phrase, at your age, but that wasn't the network. That wasn't the company. That was the right person's approach. So I never really had an issue with it. But I will tell you that I have been a consultant probably for 3 years now. I didn't really tell anybody at first. And I didn't tell anybody because I knew what was coming, you know. But I had started using the products. I loved them. And I thought, and my daughter started using them, and she wanted to use them. And I thought, well, I'm just going to become a consultant, get 25% off. You know, my daughter wants to. And I didn't tell anybody until I got my first big check over $1,000. And I was like, looky here, you know. And so they're like, well, how long have you been doing this? So, you know, this is just my little embarrassing tale about how, while I didn't have any objections, I was not really embarrassed, but this is something I really wanted to do. And I did not want anyone up in my grill about it. I didn't want anyone, you know, telling me what a scam it was, what a pyramid scheme it was. I didn't want anyone on my case about it. I just wanted to do this because I loved the products. And then I came to really love the mission of the company I'm with. And then I just come to love doing the business. So now everybody knows. So now I can say I'm a proud network marketer. But Janine, you have a really, really fascinating story about, you're like a huge skeptic.
I was a huge skeptic. Because of an experience I had like 30 plus years ago, where someone invited me over to their house for dinner. And when I arrived, there were a bunch of cars parked out front. I was thinking I was the only guest. And there are a bunch of people there. I walked into the house and it turned out to be a business opportunity presentation. And I was really angry because I was lied to. And I think people used to be taught to actually lie, to say whatever they needed to say to get one to attend a meeting. And it's unfortunate, but I think there's a lot of baby boomers out there that had that kind of experience. And it's left a lot of people with really just a bad taste in their mouth about this business. And it's really because of a person, not the business. I mean, when you were talking about the gal that said that to you, Shalay, I can't even imagine. But truly, it's people. You know, what happens is that everybody throws the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to network marketing. And it's crazy because we wouldn't do that with other things. And yet there's just this, that's what happens. So,
well, and I will say I was, it's just,
I thought I wouldn't.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It just wasn't the network marketing person. I was at a Dillard's counter several years ago and the woman said, we need to find something to cover up your freckles. You know, so it's just not, and that doesn't mean that I'm never going to go shop at Dillard's again. You know what I'm saying? So it's really the same. It was really the same thing. So, but yeah, you were a huge skeptic, Janine, and it really caused a rift between you and your daughter even.
Yes. So I, when my daughter discovered network after graduating from college and discovering that she did not fit into the traditional 9-to-5 world because she craved freedom. And so when she found this, she immediately recognized it as exactly what she was searching for, a way to plan her work around her life instead of her life around her work. And she wanted...
Well, we just lost Janine.
Darn.
That's
a bummer.
She just disappeared on us. I think, I know she's in Bend, Oregon, so I think she might just be having some issues. Hopefully she'll pop back on with us.
Yeah, her internet maybe.
Yeah, she was really freezing up badly there at the end. But I do know that, there she is. There you are.
Oh, gosh. You like? I am so sorry about these. I know I didn't. I kept talking and then I thought, nope, I'm really cut off here.
We were finishing your story for you.
I really. Oh, good. Okay. Well, where did you leave off?
I don't remember where I left off. I didn't get very far because you popped right back on. So,
yeah.
Well, so at any rate, that situation, my daughter recognized that this was exactly what she was looking for. And unfortunately, I was the major dream stealer when she got home. I mean, I just thought over my dead body, will I ever be in this business after having had that experience? And we basically fought for a year. We argued and I tried to convince Lori that she was very naive and that she wanted nothing to do with this type of thing. And she thought I was crazy because she couldn't understand what I wasn't seeing about it. And finally, I set out to do my due diligence and really prove to her that she was, doing something that she did not want to be involved with. And I found out that I was wrong. And I was, really basing my whole opinion about network marketing on that one experience. And so many things have changed in the last 30 years about this business that make it, very different than it was then. And so I jumped in with her and I fell in love with the business and we just had a great experience immediately because I got into it and just treated it like I had another job. I mean, I treated it very seriously and it works when you treat the business seriously.
Yeah. It's basically like anything else that you do in your life, So how about you, Sharon? What's your story?
So, I had several negative perceptions about this industry. And on the one hand,
when I was a young mom, I can't hear anyone.
I can hear Sharon. I think it must be you.
Oh, well, I'll just keep going. As a young mom, it was, when I was a young mom, a lot of the moms would have parties and they had, products from these types of companies that they would sell. And it was fun. We got together, we socialized and got away from our toddlers. But also the products were great. I mean, I still have products to this day that I purchased at some of those parties. So I didn't really have an objection to the products. And I just looked to me like it took a lot of time for them to do. And I don't have time right now to have parties and be social and just kind of play. That's just not where I'm at in my life right now. And so I knew I didn't want to do that. And the other thing I didn't want to do is have a garage full of inventory that I had to then try to peddle. So I think you know, the technology now makes it so easy to do this business because I don't have to do anything other than share the products, what they do, why I like them, and why they work for me. And then, you know, I have an online presence where people can go and then purchase the product directly and drop ship to their house. Or I can help if some people don't have, some of my customers don't have a good technology savvy. So, but anyway, it's just a lot more about service, which I really like. And that helped me kind of convert my mindset from, no, I'll never do that because I don't have time. I don't want a hobby. I need an additional income to, oh, wow, this can actually work for me. I've seen it work in my stepdaughter. She's doing a wonderful business with it. And she does it in a sincere and authentic way that serves people, serves her customers, and it serves her team, people that are she's trying to also help build. And that leads to one of my other big misconceptions. And that was that all the hard work that I do is just going to make somebody else rich and I don't get hardly anything. And that's, it just couldn't be further from the truth, because when you first sign somebody on, you're actually walking side by side with them as they grow their business. And if they're not successful, you're not successful. So initially you share in some of the profit that they make, but once they reach that first tier or whatever tier it is in your company, they're off on their own being successful entrepreneurs on their own, and you are continuing to help somebody new come on board. And it's just this whole concept of service, servant leadership, and education leadership, knowledge is power, and going from there. And if my products or my approach don't interest you, then that's okay. Somebody else will align with you, and that will be great for you. And so if you and I aren't fit, that's okay. So it's just like a really freeing kind of business to be in that I can surround myself with people who are kind of, tribe is the popular word right now, but people yes. who fit my world and who yeah. I fit theirs, yes. our values align. And so it just is really a great thing for me to discover. And I'm real excited about it.
I love that. And I'm glad that you brought that up, and so many things to chat about with just what the two of you said. But, you know, one of the things that I have found, and I wrote this somewhere a couple of days ago, was that in sort of in response to the woman who had said I would never be part of an MLM because I want to have real people in real life. I have met so many cool women because of it. Seriously.
There's two right there.
That's what I was going to say, exactly. And, you know, I've got guests coming on in the upcoming weeks that live all over the country that I never, ever, ever would have met if I had not started, you know, becoming involved in network marketing. So, you know, when you say things like, well, you know, you're not real people, or, you know, it's not real life, it's totally real life. You know, and here's another thing I'm going to say too, is that, you know, you always do the saying, you are a product of the five people you hang around with. The network marketing gals that I hang around with are some of the smartest, most successful, driven, nice, you know, just a really great group of people. So I just want to say that right now, that I have met so many amazing people, and you can too. And it's not just, you know, because you're involved in, and like, I know that Janine's involved in really ratcheting up things on social media to talk about MLMs, and that Sharon, you have a social presence on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. So, you know, you're just going to meet all sorts of people that way. And that's to me, one of the funnest things about this whole venture. But another thing I want to talk about too is making money. So, you know, one of the things I've always done some research before I, you know, put things out. But one of the things they talk about is the reason that one of the perceptions about network marketing is that, and Sharon, you sort of spoke to this too, is that no one makes money except the top people. Nobody makes money except the top people. And Janine and I had a conversation about this a couple of months back, because people will ask me, well, how much did you make? And I said, well, I make enough. I want, you know, there's this thing I want to do. I want to redo my back room. So my goal right now is to redo my back room. know, that's what I want to do. So, you know, and most of, and it's really skewed data, because a lot of the women or people in network marketing are in it to get the discount for the products. And maybe they'll sell to their friend, like a couple of friends, you know. So when you take the average of all the income, it's going to be very skewed, because if you've got people making, you know, six figures and people making $500 a month, then yeah, you know, the data is going to be really skewed. But the great thing about this is that you can make as much money as you want, do as little as you want, or, you know, just make enough to support your own habit with your products. So what do you guys think of that?
Well, I just Absolutely. Real quick, I'll tell you. I agree.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I was just going to, it's just a little anecdote. You know, I told you we signed up under my stepdaughter in 2006. And we signed up as a distributor in a way to be supportive with her. And so I told everybody, this is what I'm doing. And I had quite a few people start to order the products because they'd heard of the company and they liked the products. And didn't touch it again till 2019. I still had customers who were ordering, you know, and were still like in my business. And so it's something, just what you said, Shelley, it's how much you put into it. I put a little bit into it way back. And then now I've started actually putting time into it, several hours a day, since October. And now it grows as a business. So it's just kind of what you put into it. And you take it seriously, like you said, Janine, and it's a business that will blossom.
Well, and I totally agree with that. And what I was going to, another point that I was going to bring up is the fact that you can create ongoing income. I mean, you know, we are used to a job where you trade time for money and you get paid for the hours in that you put in. And one of the reasons I think this business is so amazing for people, you know, 40, 50, 60, you know, 70, is that a lot of people are needing to supplement their income. And they, you know, maybe they've got a few years that they can really, you know, give it their whole effort. But this is a business where they can create ongoing income for the work that they do now. And that is really a blessing. I also have clients that have been buying products for 15 years. And so you really, you know, all companies are not the same. And there's a difference between direct sales and network marketing. There's just a lot of terms and a lot of things that are kind of mixed together in people's minds about this business. And that's why it's so important to really do your research, you know, really make sure you understand how this works, because this is unlike any other opportunity that especially at this age that you can do. I mean, no discrimination based on age, no, you know, it's all based on what you want to put into it. And, you know, everybody's goals are different. I love what you said, Shelley. You know, you want to redo a room, or that's what you started out with. A lot of times, our goals change too. You know, we get into this and we see what's possible, and then we want to replace our income, and then we want to double our income, and, you know, all of that is possible. That's what's really cool about it.
You know, and I think too, is that I think a lot of the misconception about, you know, people losing money or not making money is that, and I'm just going to say this, you know, There's no magic pill. I mean, it's just like, I rant about this all the time. It's like, we wanted something yesterday. We want to lose 10 pounds yesterday. We want to, you know, make, you know, $1 million yesterday. And, you know, the hard truth about this is just like anything else in life. You know, I always use the analogy of when I ran the half marathon. I just didn't wake up that Saturday morning and be like, I think I'm going to run 13.1 miles today. That sounds like a hoot. I spent the whole year training for this, you know, so through snow and through ice, and, you know, I skidded on the pavement two or three times and sprained ankles, and, you know, so it was hard work. So building a business, whether it's network marketing or whatever you do, is no different. But for some reason, people get that in their head that it is different. I mean, do you find that, or what do you think?
Absolutely. I think it's because, again, it's because people don't understand. I think they think that people are either really successful, they get rich, or they get nothing. I mean, that's really the picture that is painted by, you know, society. It's like you either are one of those people that make all the money, or you're at the very bottom and all you do is spend money. And that's not accurate. And so I think, you know, people treat it like a lottery ticket. They get in and they kind of expect some magic thing to happen and they're going to win big. And it's not like that. It's like anything else. I love the analogy of the marathon or half marathon. It's the same thing. It's just like working out. It's just like anything, any career, anything that we do in life that is worth having, we have to invest ourselves in it. And this is no different.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to add to that. Just just expand on it. Part of the work that I've learned that I had to do was actually educate myself. I've had to educate myself both in the industry that I'm in, even though I have training in it. I had to educate myself on the products that are made by my company and educate myself on the company itself. And as I've done that, I've grown in trust with the company. So I had some initial trust because I like some products, but you know, I'm still testing the company as well. And I think that's fair. You're going to want to examine the company that you sign up with critical eyes and make sure you're aligned with them. Like you said, Shelley, I mean, you started out one way and then you've just grown to really appreciate the company more and more, the more you've learned. And I feel the same way. And I think it's important to take that seriously. You're not just going to, you know, put up a website and then expect it to turn into money. I mean, they want to, you know, it's an effort to sell, just like in any other kind of industry. I was in multiple industries, and the fundamental concepts are all the same, which is fascinating because MLM gets such a bad rap when really it's no different. What do salespeople do where I was before? They go out, they make relationships. And it's those relationships that bring business to the company. It's not the big shiny sign out front.
Right.
It's all about relationships.
Well, it's no different than what I do with not-for-profits, because I spend my days asking people for money. And nobody ever comes up to me and says, this is a scam. This is a pyramid scheme, you know. But that's what I do, is I build relationships and I ask people for money, you know, every right. single day. And to another point that you made, Sharon, is that this is no different than working for a company, like being an employee. So like you get a job and you're there, and you're finding out about the company, and maybe 6 months later you're like, whoa, this is not for me, you know, or you grow to love the company and you stay there as an employee. So I don't know what the difference is. I think it's, you know, Jeannie talks about this a lot, is that employee mindset that we have.
Right. We have to switch over to an entrepreneurial mindset. And, you know, if we do that, we're going to really appreciate this business in a box concept, because any other entrepreneurial endeavor that you do is going to cost you a lot of money. People don't expect, you know, if you all of a sudden start your own business, people aren't going to come up and ask you how much money you've made after a month. I mean, it's just really not fair the way this profession is treated. And I think it's just because of a lack of understanding. And I think also to touch upon what both of you just said, really, it may be that the company that you joined, because maybe you got into it because a friend brought you in, it may be that that wasn't the right fit for you. And, you know, that's what I would encourage people to do as well, is really understand what network marketing is, understand the opportunity that it presents, and then choose a company that really is a good fit for you. You should be excited about the products. You should be excited, you know, about the company. And so many people, you know, kind of had some little experience on like a brush with network marketing, and they think that it's not for them. And the truth is that they probably were not in the right company. And if you discussed it with them more, you'd find that they really didn't choose the company. It kind of happened to them. That happens so much. That's why I thought the question the other day on your in your Facebook group, Shelley, was so interesting to ask people how they chose the company. Most people don't really, you know, stand back and select a company. Most of the time, a company sort of happens to us. And a lot of times it's a great fit. You know, I think for all three of us, it was a great fit. But it's not always a great fit. And that's what I would encourage people to understand, that it's possible that, you know, you just were not with the right company.
I think that's a really good point. And I think that I have lucked out because I am a very mission-driven person. And my company is very mission-driven. So it really aligns with me. So I think that is super, super important to do the research, to find the company, because, you know, you want to build a business. This is about building a business, you know? So if you were in a job you didn't like, you would find another job and quit that job. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I'm just so perplexed, is because I have never really had objections or understood the reasoning behind so many people hating on network marketing. So for me, it's just, I just don't get it. But one of the things that I want to touch on too is that, you know, you talk about being an entrepreneur. And I think one of the things for me with network marketing is the personal development involved, not just with what my company provides, but how I have grown within by being a network, by becoming an entrepreneur, basically. I have found that I have just grown in lots of different ways. Do you ladies find that as well?
Absolutely. I say that network marketing is a personal development course disguised as a business. I mean, it is absolutely, because when we get out of our comfort zone and we're going into a new territory, and a lot of people have only been experienced with a job, with a 9-to-5, with being an employee. So when you go into a new endeavor, you know, you have to show up differently. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. So we've got to be different in order to create something different. And so, you know, that requires us becoming a better version of ourselves. But again, I think it's so cool. A lot of people are paying for therapy, you know, to continue to work in the 9-to-5. We get it for free. It's part of the deal here.
Yeah, that's true. Are you okay, Sharon? I heard a bunch of noise over there.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Sorry. No, make sure you're okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
What about you, Sharon? How's your personal development journey been with your network marketing business?
Honestly, it was unexpected. I had to do a lot of personal development, and I grew a lot when I was in leadership in the corporate world. That was a really challenging place for me to be because I was squeezed in the middle between corporate expectations and what my staff needed and wanted. And a lot of times those didn't align. And as the person in the middle, I had to go, well, they said this, and so you have to do that. And so in this situation, it's different. I'm vulnerable in a different way because now I'm putting myself out there saying, you know, I believe this. And people will either say, no, you get the, you know, people who are against MLMs no matter what. And you know, you have to have a little bit of a thick skin because sometimes people aren't kind on social media. And I've been blessed. I haven't had very much of that at all, but I had, you know, I had one come up, and then I have somebody in my family who is super vocal against multi-level marketing, really, really bizarrely over the top with it and in my face about it. And it's just, you just have to learn to grow with that and say, well, that's them. It's okay that they feel that way. They feel that way for a certain reason. And it's not about me. It's about them. And now I need to grow as a person and in this relationship as figure out, how to be more mature, take the high road, educate where it's appropriate, or just maybe take a back seat and go, that's okay.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of growth for me in the 8 months.
I think I'm lucky in that my field for the last 12 years has been asking people for things. So I always joke that I get rejected on a daily basis. So I already had that thick skin. Although I can't understand why not everyone in the world loves the products I love. But I think for me, this is a different kind of ask for me because I'm not asking on behalf of an organization. I'm asking on behalf of my business. So while I had a thick skin, I sort of did take things a little more personally. But I think what has really become attractive for me is seeing my team and my customers like grow, like becoming these people that I just adore, just really love to see the directions that they're taking. So it's been really cool. Well, we are coming up on 40 minutes, so we're going to wrap this up. I want to read a couple of comments real quick, and then we're going to do some last minute thoughts. So Jamie says, someone would try a product from a chain store in a second before they would try a similar product from an MLM. I thought this was interesting because I have a friend who loves the products that I have, that my company has. And I said, hey, you should do social, as we call them. And she's like, well, she goes, only for you because I know how you are. But she said the last time she did one, the consultant kept bugging her friends, like constantly harassing her friends. So I could see why someone would be like, well, I'm not going to try that product because the minute I do, the consultant's going to be texting me every day. So that's something that I never did. But and then Deb, I think Deb is in your group, Janine, and funding the next chapter group. She says, I really appreciate the relationships I've made through connections in this business, like you lovely ladies. And then a great option at this age. I'm almost 65 and so thankful for this opportunity on so many levels. And, and that's what I write in my next newsletter that's coming out, is that so many women in the group ask the question, is it too late to start another career? I'm going to lose my job. What can I do now? Or I really want to leave my job, but I want to quit working, but I want to have more freedom and time. So this is like the perfect thing to get you started on any of those issues, basically. Just the opportunity at any, I don't know how old, well, I know how old Sharon is. You're what, 56, I think you said? 56. I'm 58, I don't know how old Janine is. But we're not spring chickens by any means. So just goes to show that it's a good opportunity at any age. So before we head off, I want you lovely friends to do two things. First of all, if you have any parting words or anything that you would like to add before we go, and then also tell our listeners where they can, how they can find you on Facebook or social media or wherever you are. Sharon, you want to go first?
Sure. I think my parting words is if you feel a nudge to do something, to do your own business, don't hesitate to listen to that. And your first steps can be just to talk to somebody who is in a business with a product that you like. And I would say just as important as finding a product in a company you like is to align yourself with a person that you know will be in your court, will stand by your side and help you grow your business, because you're not rivals, you're business partners. And I think that's just an awesome, fun, key concept to keep in mind if you're going to start your own business. And the price point to enter is so affordable, and you don't have to keep inventory. So you don't have a lot to lose. You have a lot to gain.
Yeah. So where can we find you on? You're on Facebook and.
Yeah, I think the easiest thing is just my name, Sharon Seaton, on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as well under Better Health Smart Choices. Yeah, I'd love to have you check me out.
Awesome. Thanks, Sharon. How about you, Janine? What's your parting words?
I would say be informed. Make sure that you are making an informed decision. Do your research. Don't listen to anyone else. Make sure that you are getting your own answers. You know, you can talk to any of the three of us, but I love that it's happening with this group and the group that Deb referred to, that you referred to, Funding Your Next Chapter, is that we are coming together as women who are, you know, in that group, over 50. We're all with different companies. We're not trying to sell anybody on a company. And that's usually the scenario when you find out about network marketing. A lot of times you find out about it from somebody that is really wanting you to join their company. And so what I love, and I hope will happen more, is that people will understand network marketing first and direct sales and multi-level marketing kind of, and choose, make an informed decision. And this is like an online franchise. This is a business in a box, just really similar to a franchise, except it doesn't have the high price tag. So there isn't a high risk. So choose wisely. And, you know, I think what you said, Sharon, is so important. I mean, you know, really interview people and talk to them and just make sure that you're making an informed decision.
An informed decision, I think, is critical. And I was thinking the other day, when I was talking to my daughter, I always told my kids when they were in high school, whether, you know, it was questions about friendship or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, sex, anything like that. I'm like, your mother will never lie to you. I will never lie to you about those things. So, you know, I want to tell the people listening is don't Google this. Don't Google this. Find Sharon on social media. Come over to Funding Your Next Chapter. Come over to Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned, and we will tell you the truth about this. You know, we have no vested interest in lying to you about this. So I just think it's critical that, you know, like both of you said, just, you know, do the research, do your due diligence, find a company that works for you. And, you know, of course, the products that you like. And I guarantee you're going to make money and you're going to have a great time doing it. And you're going to meet some really, really fascinating women. So with that, we are going to sign off. I want to thank Janine and Sharon so much for joining me. I just love talking to you gals. And we'll have to do this again. But for our listeners, we've got a whole series coming up. I've got guests lined up for the next weeks who are network marketing experts, much like the lovely ladies I have on here tonight. And we're just going to continue this conversation. So, all right, friends, until next time, stay awesome. Bye.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.